Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you especially for that. That's a sign of high intelligence. Joanna Brandy is our guest. She's our good friend and a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. She is the customer care coach. She's the lady we count on to help us make sure that we keep this very important group of people in the front of our minds, and so we always take care of them, and those are our customers. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Let's have a good 2007 together. What do you think?
Oh, I say so, yes.
And by the way,
that would be wonderful.
Joanna is the author of Winning at Customer Retention, 101 Ways to Keep Them Happy, Loyal, and Coming Back. She's also the author of 54 Ways to Stay Positive, and which we'll tell you in a little bit how you can find those books. Joanna, what is the most important thing that we need to know as we kick off 2007? I need to get myself in the 20th century,
don't I? Oh, you're hooked up there, Jim.
I've said that more than I have 2000. It's not easy to think in terms of 2000. That's weird. But it is. It's 2007. It's the beginning. What do we need? What thought do we need to have in our heads right now with regard to our customers?
Is that it's our job to make sure they're happy
with us. Now we can't make them happy in life necessarily. We can do a little part of that, but not.
Well, you know what we can do? We can make sure that the limited time they spend with us is the highest quality time that we can offer to them. And that will make them feel, it'll put them in a state of positive emotion. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but everywhere you turn around, there's another article on happiness. The cover story of The Economist last week. There was a big article in U.S. News and World Report about 50 things you can do for a better year, and the first one was get happier. There was an article in the New York Times on Sunday, Happiness 101. It seems to be surrounding us. And as you know, 2 years ago, I became a happiness coach.
Right.
And use the information. I don't coach one-on-one about happiness, but I do use that information to change the work that I do in the business.
What does that mean, happy?
Well, happiness is a state of mind. That's very, very difficult to define happiness. Happiness is a sort of a general state of well-being, and everyone describes it differently to themselves.
I think a lot of us think we don't know, may not know what happy means, but we know what unhappy means.
I think so. And in business, I did a poll last year, which I'm still preparing to write up. But I did a poll last year, and I asked two very, I think, important questions without using the word happiness, but what I really meant was happiness. The questions were, to what extent does how good you feel at work impact your performance on the job? Hmm. And overwhelmingly, 91% of the people check the 4 box and the 5 box on that.
Hmm.
And if I had said happy, this happy is a very subjective thing. So let's say you had a fight with your spouse the night before and you come to work that day. You may not be feeling happy, but you may, in fact, be happy to be at work. You may feel good being on the job. Because happiness, as I teach in it and as how I was taught, is really a function of three things, Jim. It's a function of pleasure, it's a function of engagement, and a function of meaning. So it's really three-faced. So when we talk about happiness at work and we talk about happy customers, we're really talking about something a little bit more than just pleasure. It's nice for a customer to come and have a pleasurable time doing business with you, but if they get engaged, if they get involved in the interaction, if they get emotionally involved in interacting with you in a positive way, then you are on your way to building a loyal customer.
And they want that because
customers really do want to get engaged these days.
Yeah, because they can if what you sell can make them happy, Well, that you can't do anything more for them in that way than anybody else, probably, unless you're a restaurant and you cook your, you know, you cook the fried chicken or the salmon, you know, a very special way that people like. But it's in terms of what most of us sell, you know, our stuff is not going to make them any happier than anybody else's stuff.
Well, here's what will, though.
But the way we deliver it, that's the key, isn't it?
Well, yes, that's one of the keys. One is the way we deliver it. And that if we deliver it with kindness, if we deliver it with respect, if we deliver it with trust, if we deliver it with a great deal of appreciation, if we deliver it with a positive attitude, if that shows through, yes, because that then creates a positive emotion in their body, which adds to their health and well-being. Because when you're experiencing a positive emotion, your body is producing a certain set of biochemicals
yep.
that are very helpful and healthy.
And it makes you want to do that again. And you'll remember where that happened.
Exactly.
And
you'll
keep circling back. Stand by,
exactly,
Joanna.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. When we come back after these messages, we're going to have a very special moment with Joanna Brandy. Stay with us.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me today. And Joanna Brandy is our guest. And Joanna, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. That was a surprise.
It's our 9th anniversary.
I can't believe
it. In fact, today, no, wait, let's see. It was about 4 days ago. So we're missing it by 4 days.
Wow.
January the 5th, 1998, was the first interview that you did with me.
I simply can't believe that.
We keep up with these things. We're like baseball. See, we know that you went 3 for 4 that day. We're like baseball. We keep up with all these things.
Wow.
So anyway, you you had a pretty good day. You went 3 for 4.
Well,
two RBIs.
That's very exciting. Well, and you know what? What's really stellar about it is that anyone could talk about the same topic for 9 years.
Well, you know, we had customers in those days, and we have customers today. And the thing that's happening about those customers is they're 21st century customers, aren't they? They're not 20th century customers.
That's
a very important thing for us to realize, is that our customers, you know, I keep trying to get people to realize that they're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. They're in the 21st century. But we need to think about the fact that our customers are not 20th century customers anymore. They're 21st century customers, aren't they?
They are, and they think very differently than they did last century. They are, and they're much more empowered than they ever were before. The Internet really, really has changed all the
How does that manifest, them being empowered?
How does it manifest in being empowered? Mm-hmm. I have other places to go.
Yeah.
I can go, I can get on the Internet, and I can bypass you and get to your supplier.
Right.
I don't need, you know, the whole business structure, if you think about it, was set up on a system of, most of the time, a system of middleman. Very few
right.
people could get, you know, wholesale to the public is available for almost anybody now because
well,
we can reach the manufacturers and the fact that we've got manufacturing going on in China at a very, very low cost, and it's accessible directly to the consumer, has changed everything.
Well, and not only that, but there was a time when our customers needed us to explain things to us, to educate them about what we sell.
Well, that's
now they're showing up and they're saying, look, I don't need you to explain this to me. I've been online. I know all about this. You know?
That's the challenging piece, and that was the add-on to what we were talking about before. It is the experience that you give them, but is also the value added that you give them, and very often the value added is here's how you use this thing I just sold you to make your life better or richer or fuller or happier, healthier, whatever the intention was that they bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenging part now is that in most companies, the customers are better educated about the products
mm-hmm.
than the employees are.
That's exactly right. And you know, another thing that the Internet can do now even, and this is, you know, people talk about the Internet being a cold environment. If you go to eBay, if you already have already registered at eBay, when you show up, it'll say, hi, Jim, or whatever name you've given them, hi, Joanna, whatever, it'll say that, you know, or if you go to Amazon or something like that, it'll greet you. That the website will greet you, hello, and it'll say your name.
I had a funny situation with Amazon yesterday. I was putting together a proposal, and I am including a friend of mine in that proposal, and she has a book, and I wanted to see what it was priced on at Amazon, because mm-hmm. I know, of course, that's what my customer will do. So I went to Amazon, and I looked up her book, and just kept Amazon up there, and all of a sudden I looked up, and there's another screen. You know, it moved on to another screen, mm-hmm. and it said something about Joanna. You'll want to buy this book. And here is a book up there. It's a wonderful book by a guy by the name of Quinn. And I have been told to buy that book several times before
right.
By a colleague of mine that I'm working with my Positive Workplace Alliance group, told me, you really need to read this book. You really need to. And I've put it off because I've got a long list of books I really need to read that are right here. And here I look up from my screen, and Amazon is telling me I need
right.
to read this book.
Right. And so if you'd gone into your local bookstore, what they have said, here's the challenge, ladies and gentlemen, and transfer bookstore over to whatever it is that you do. If you'd gone into your local bookstore, would someone, the small business, your local downtown bookstore, would someone have said, hi, Joanna, let me show you this new book we just got in? Or would they have just looked up and maybe just said, you know, if you need help, let me know?
Yeah. Well, it's not only let me show you the book, it's I've been tracking your buying patterns, and this is the next logical purchase for you. That
right.
was so incredible to me that particular book came up, because it is probably one of the next logical things that I should be reading, given what I have been reading. And the fact that it just appeared there, I must have pressed the, I don't know what key I pressed that it went on to the next screen, but when I looked up, here was this book. I was like, ooh, mm-hmm. this is spooky. You know, it's a very...
But how did you feel, how did it make you feel to know that somebody knew your name and actually was thinking about you and was making a suggestion on things that might make you happy, getting back to our original...
You know,
original point.
The original point is really customer loyalty. How does it make you feel? And that's the point. How does it make you feel? It makes you feel like Norm on Cheers, you know,
mm-hmm.
where everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
Hello, Norm. You know, if whatever you can do in your business to make people feel like Norm, feel like you have figured out what they need before they think they need it.
And you come home.
Yeah.
That's what you want to feel like. Stand by, Joanna.
It's an emotional attachment.
Quick break. Right back with the anniversary girl, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Joanna Brandy is our guest. Stay with us.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had it.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Joanna Brandy, and she is the Customer Care Coach. She's the author of 54 Ways to Stay Positive, also Winning at Customer Retention. And what I want you to do now, Joanna, is give us your website and tell us about, I know you got some new stuff you're working on too, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, my website is www.customercarecoach.com, and that's my online training product, Customer Care Coach. We have a fun new one, very, very fun, inexpensive, easy. It's called Monday Morning Motivation.
Hmm.
I started doing a lot of it. People kept asking me to do these workshops, especially teleclasses, on motivation. Mm-hmm. So before you know it, I was pretty deep in the subject. And I realized when I looked at the poll that I did last year of my own readers, that motivation was one of the things they said they needed. It's hard to get cranked up on Monday morning. So we developed, based on the 101 Ways book, we developed a very short piece. It's fun. It shows up on the first day of your work week, and you can choose that in the website.
And
it shows up,
can,
and it's very short, and it's just a short customer insight and some positive self-talk.
And we can subscribe to that at
customercarecoach. There's a bar on the right side, and then you just click on Monday Morning Motivation. Actually, I think we're at mondaymorningmotivation.net as well.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Why do you think people need to be motivated on Monday? What's the big deal about it? I've never, I mean, maybe I'm just weird, but...
Well, you are weird because you're totally motivated.
I never have understood the problem with Mondays.
Entrepreneurs don't get it because entrepreneurs are in love with their work. People that aren't in love with their work, people that don't see the place, the very important place that work plays in their lives, people that see work only as a way to get a paycheck just need a little bit more motivation to get started because they feel like work is taking them away from the other things in life that are important.
Well, you know what? I've been like that. I have been where I didn't like my work. I never minded Mondays so much. But the thing is here's what I say to people. If you don't like what you're doing, in the 21st century, there are lots of opportunities out there. Find something that you like to do. If you're not doing what you like to do, you know, you don't have to love it. You just at least need to like it. And if you don't like what you do, find something that you can like and go do that. What do you think?
Well, I think it's wise advice, but I think on average people are afraid to leave the situation they have. Many people are afraid to take risks.
Yeah.
Many people are afraid to take risks. You know, the largest percentage of the population is reactive. I think it's 85% of the population is reactive. The other 15% are creative. If it's either 85, 15, or 80, 20, but it's a very large number of people that they're going to react to a circumstance. They're not going to be proactive unless they're in pain. So there's a difference between sort of not liking your job and having a miserable experience. My daughter just went through her first situation, and I hope it'll be the last, where she was in the wrong job, and the new boss was just horrendous. And after a while, the situation became intolerable. It was one thing to try to adjust to it, and she really did do her best. But one day she called me up, and she said, "Mom, it's impacting my self-esteem." I said, "Get out of there as fast as you possibly can.
But see, this is how it, and this is where we go downhill with customers. When we allow people to stay in our employee who are obviously not happy, they transfer that over to their customers.
Absolutely. Your customers. It's that kick the cat syndrome. You know, they're having a bad day and the customer becomes the target. Those are the most dangerous people in an organization.
Well, and haven't you actually gone into a business and the person would actually say to you, the employee would actually say to you, "I'm having a bad day," or something, you know, like.
They say it frequently.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Frequently they say, "This is a bad place to," you know, they'll say, ugh, you know, so they'll say something nasty about their boss, or they'll say something about the establishment that you're buying from.
That's the reason why, folks, if you have an employee who you're pretty convinced isn't happy doing what they're doing, they don't like where they are, you're not doing anybody any, you're not doing them any favors keeping them, and you're actually doing your business harm by keeping them.
Jim, you know, but let's also look at, they may be the right person in the wrong job.
That
so
could
before
be true.
You look to fire them,
that could, I
look
didn't,
and see if you have
right.
a, because you may,
Good
you
point.
Hired them for a reason. And I know a gentleman that runs a business that had a woman that was not working out very well,
right.
and he had a good talk with her and put her in a different job, and now she's thriving.
That's a good point, but get them away from customers. That's the main thing. Hey, Joanna, give us that website one more time.
That's www.customercarecoach.com.
Thank you, Joanna. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. It's been my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too, but not until the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.